Now, today's youth may be playing more video games than ever before, but what about other computer skills they may need later in life, as technology becomes more and more central to our lives? From September, a new computer curriculum will be taught across the UK. So to explain a bit more, with us here in the studio is computer science teacher Mark Kalija. He set up an organisation called Hack Lab to help schools implement the scheme. Hi, Mark. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So tell us a bit about how is the curriculum changing? What are our school kids going to be learning?
Sure. All kids across key stages 1, 2, and 3 are expected to learn a lot of things about computer science in general. And that's ranging from what we know as IT when we were at school, which is using Microsoft Word, how to navigate your way around Windows.
It wasn't Word when I was at school, I tell you. Basic.
Sure. But I mean, we've gone back now to understanding that computer science is actually a useful discipline. It's digital literacy, effectively, because so much of the things in our world now are digital. If you can't use them, then you are effectively illiterate in a large portion of things that you have to do every day.
I'd have thought that today's kids didn't need a lot of help to get on their smartphones and their computers. You can't seem to separate them from their digital devices. Are there particular things that they'll be learning that aren't just basically how to check Facebook without anyone noticing?
We're trying to define the difference between consuming technology and creating with technology. And so we're doing a lot of things at the moment with programming, make your own computer games. But at the same time, learning how to use those things is important as well. You don't really want students to just be jumping on their iPhone and people saying, well, he's really good with computers. That's not true. You wouldn't call someone a good cook because they can heat up a Tesco ready meal. The food is there and you can see that the results are there, but they haven't actually done any of it. They don't understand what is happening.
And certainly when I was a kid, there was a lot about, you know, programming in very simple languages, and now things have got simpler and simpler and simpler to use. Like, I can set up a website using WordPress and it looks fine, and then my coder friends tell me, you're not coding. So is that the kind of thing, looking under the hood to actually understand a bit more about how these technologies work?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's important because all of these technologies are the things we use every day. Think about your internet banking. Okay, you don't understand how the security system works, but there are people out there who do, and they're going to exploit that. If everybody has a little bit of knowledge, then none of us are victims anymore. If we can teach the kids how to use the technology, how to protect themselves while using it, they can't be taken advantage of by these people who are exploiting basically your ignorance.
Is it going to cover things like online privacy and all that kind of stuff, or is it more sticking with the how to use computers?
No, online privacy is an enormous part of what we're teaching. I think it's the most important strand of what we need to teach kids. It makes a whole quarter of the curriculum as it comes out. It talks about cyberbullying, talks about how to maintain your privacy online, keep your data safe.
Could we be training our kids not to be idiots on YouTube?
That would be amazing. That would be a huge step forward, I think. Yeah, if we could understanding that once you put something onto the internet, it never, ever, ever goes away. It is always there somewhere.
And why do you think that now is the time to actually really get computer sciences into the curriculum like this? Because, you know, we have had IT lessons for quite some time. Why is this change now needed?
It's been needed for a long time. Everyone has sort of woken up to the idea that, wow, we really don't understand half of the way things work today.
So it sounds like we are hopefully going to breed a generation of more tech-savvy, more internet-savvy children. What hope for us older people? Am I going to still have to get kids to help me to use a computer, even though I think I can do it now?
I hope not. I mean, at Hack Lab, we want to do some stuff with grown-ups too. We want to have mums and dads come in and say, here's what your kid is talking about. Okay, this is what Minecraft is. This is how you change the parental settings on your iPad so they can't buy a $250,000 digger by accident, which is something that actually happened. Someone thought it was a toy. They bought a $250,000 digger on mum's credit card because it was linked to her eBay. Classic. So things like that is what we're trying to avoid. So we will be working with grown-ups too, so never fear.
Excellent.
We'll sort you out.
There's hope for us all. Thank you very much. That's school teacher Mark Kalija. Thank you.
You're listening to The Naked Scientists with Kat Arney and me, Ginny Smith.